We see from year to year how much what Rabash left us opened for us the path to the purpose of life, to the purpose of creation, to attaining the Creator. And without him, all that Bala Sulam left, it's not that it was concealed, they weren't for implementation practically. We didn't know what we're supposed to do with ourselves in order for it to be revealed in us. This is why the work he did is so important, necessary. There's no way to measure it, to its endless importance to what he has done. It's not just wisdom, it's not intellect, it's not some nice and pretty explanation, it's not philosophizations. It's bottom line, do this and this and this, and then you will receive and feel and reveal the concealed world in you. Hence we have to see his work as true soul devotion. He is giving us his soul so that through it we will be able to reveal all of spirituality. I don't know. It's a person that I can't say. I think that whoever's ahead of him, for us for sure, and how much we will have to reveal how he managed to lower this whole method to practical low degrees for us, the babies, in such a way that we can implement it. And he cares for this and stands for it. And other than that, with all that I've said before, there's another thing that's even more important, which he does, because he truly stands practically as a living between us and the Creator. And this mechanism that's called Rabash, he erected in his lifetime, is what connects us with the upper force. And through him, and only through him, we can connect to the Creator. And this is why Kabbalists live. They revive reality. They connect the Creator to us. And therefore, it's not that he did and went and we have some Memorial Day for him, the Yahrzeit. No. We have to thank the Creator for sending us to our world such a great soul that has done for us such great work, that without which we would truly be despaired. Hence, let's thank the Creator for sending us Rabbi Baruch Shalom HaLevi Ashlag to our world for us. And thank you to this great soul of Rabash that will help us reach the state in which we will be able to thank them truly from all our hearts, and we will be worthy of it. L'chaim L'baruch.
Oy nafshi mi mavet ki hilasta nafshi, oy nafshi mi mavet.
He knows to sing very, very well. But he didn't compose. Only Kichilat Sanafshi and Lagid Baboker Chazdecha. Only two songs. No more than that. He didn't compose more than that. It's a wonder to what extent I didn't hear from him neither within the 12, 13 years that I was besides him. And other Kabbalists are not immersed in the back, in the past. They don't talk about what was and more and we were, lived, something, nothing. There was no such thing. Everything is to the future. And there's like no eyes to look back. There's no turning around. There's no being sorry. There's no doing anything. To the contrary, I asked him, well, how was it nevertheless when Bala Sulam passed? He says, yes, I heard at work that my father passed. I was working at the IRS at the time, and I wrote immediately my letter of resignation to work, and I went home. We went from home to the funeral, etc., in such a way. In such a way that good. We need to continue. We have lots of work. We need to understand that by this we give life to revive these souls, these precious souls. Baal HaSulam, when he passed, that evening, there was already the funeral by the evening, because it was Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. But we only need to look forward. As little as possible, pay attention to all sorts of actions, corporeal actions, but to truly feel, clothe them if we do them well, and to add the intention to them if we observe them together. And with a clear intention, come to the unity in which we establish a place for the Creator to be revealed.
Leagid, leagid ba oker kaze. Leagid, leagid ba oker kaze. Leagid, leagid ba oker kaze.
It's written that the righteous live actually more in their death, meaning their students is the meaning, that live, that all that they wrote, all that they revealed to the world in their times and by them can't really occur much, but it always occurs in the next generations. We can see that from year to year, what Rabash writes, what he did for us, the kilim that he prepared, as much as we discover more and more what is hidden in there, what's buried in there, in him. And these are truly such exalted matters that he concealed so greatly that it seems as if he's writing about regular things, simple things. My father, my teacher, alone, something. He doesn't permit himself to go out a little above, but rather constantly conceals himself and also somewhat explains, somewhat presents the material in such a manner that he himself doesn't exist. Baal HaSulam, as we read his texts, we see the essence of the man in every place, in every word, in every place. He writes how this great man that wrote this, how he is in the heights of the world, from the heights that he writes for us and lowers down these things into us in such a great way, in bowing himself towards us to present this before us. Rabash doesn't. It's as if he's doing it as some grandpa. Yeah, some warm, soft, close grandpa to us. in such a way. He writes also, you could feel in his texts, that's how he was in life too. Very, very calm, closed, not closed in a way of judgments, but kind of like, everything's fine, everything will work out. Really a very special soul. And I am filled with joy and hope out of it accompanying us. Do you have questions? I don't have what to say. But who? About the expansion of Kabbalah to the world, he didn't talk. He only talked about the present. As much as I spoke to him about that, very little did I hear from him things. It was mostly from Bala Sulam. He didn't want to say. I only received from him this guidance towards left, right, and politics and all kinds of such things that he was very harsh about, very sharp about, towards those things. That's how it was.
Me?
Who? Eddie, yes? I have a question. Bala Sulam writes that he was the incarnation of the soul of the Ari, and that's why he could interpret and comment on the Zohar. Is there a possibility of saying something about Rabash? Who is he similar to that he could give such explanations about love of others and how to attain all of that? I can't say anything about that. About his soul and the heights of his soul, I'm not allowed to talk about. And I can't say. Bala Sulam writes that he has merited the soul of the Ari and so on. But even though I wanted to talk about that with Rabash, about what it means to merit the soul of the Ari and how he discovered, he kind of... I didn't pressure him with anything. Because if you press and he doesn't want to answer, then some lack of suitability remains between you and him. You need to always make your desire as his. And if he needed to say, he would say it. And if not, if he wouldn't say, then you're not allowed to pressure. But to ask, by the way, amongst other things, and no more than that. With Kabbalists, you need to relate to them with... not with in a gentle manner, but in a delicate way. But to understand that you will get along the way what you need to get when you need to get it. And it doesn't depend on your words or as much as you come and implore him and pressure him and bring him gifts or something. Nothing will help. This all goes according to judgments and mercy. Dinim in Rachamim. That's why I didn't ask so many things. And I'm not sorry about not asking, because what he needed to, I discover on my own what I deserve to reveal. I remember when he passed, several people came to me. Not several, a lot of people. Here and there from the synagogue from his students, his disciples. What did Rebbe say before he passed? What did he tell you? What did he say? They think that those things you can say out loud. No. You feel this. It comes. There's a language for the upper and a language for the lower ones, and that's how you accept it.
Magil.
What gil? Well, ask. A friend from Mexico is asking, how do we, the friends that are not in Israel physically, how can we adhere to our teacher, Rabash and Yurav? Only through the actions of what he wrote, if we execute them in the ten. All our work in the ten, according to the rules that Rabash gave us, if we adhere to those rules, adhere to the ten according to his rules, we have no problem, and we discover his spirit between us, where we reveal the Creator. It's as the upper partzuf. It gives us the clothing, the dressing, and by that dressing we discover the Creator. This is how we will move forward and succeed. The main thing for us now is to build a big European kli and to have the convention in a successful way. That's very important. This is very important. As usual, those two. One from here and one from there. It's always. It's... Okay. Oh, the third one. Rachavim. Well, say Rachamim. Nevertheless, you're old. Well, you want to ask? No. It's enough from there. How do you use this force to use it, to bestow like the Creator? And the third one, how does it turn out that this force, that if you use it in order to bestow, it's the Creator, and if you use it in order to receive, it's Amalek, and it's the same force. Says, right? How does this happen? Because it's the same force, it just depends on the intention, the same desire. If it's in order to receive, which is called Amalek. No, don't open up your questions. He takes out his list. His scroll. If it's Al Minat Lekabel, which is called in order to receive, called Amalek, which is the parenthesis for it, that's the klipa. And if it's to the contrary, it's the Creator in order to bestow. That's it. That's enough. Good. What else can we sing? Well, which song do we have? Well, Arik wanted to ask something. Well, you put your hand up, no? We need to hurry up. Each and everyone must be concerned with how he's incorporated in this big kli, this general kli that is being revealed. It's an opportunity, a special opportunity, to expand our vessels several fold If I'm included in the big circle, my little circle begins to be in the power that is 10 or 100 times or 30 times, as many times. And therefore, I feel accordingly what's happening with me to that extent, to that power. So it's worthwhile. I don't get the forces quite to increase my attitudes towards the big circle. Just like I'm in the 10, relative to the 10, if I were to be in such an attitude towards the big European Kli circle, I will immediately feel that in my inner 10, I will be several fold more understanding, feeling, arranged, organized, and feeling new phenomena. Try and you'll see how this works. It's a matter of the degrees, where each and every degree is times 10. So you will see how this works. It's all in your hands. I don't understand why you are not so ready for this, not awakening this. Do you understand what I'm saying? If there's a question about this, please ask. Because this is truly bias. Who's there? Yes. Can you define what it means to live in the general Kli throughout the day? To live in the 10, is, let's say there's a certain feeling, but what does it mean to live in the general Kli? Where I'm constantly thinking about the external circle, the big circle, as much as I want it to connect, as much as I want it, all this Kli that is so divided and so broken and unassorted, the European Kli, all together, 300 or so people are coming to the convention. Yes? From all of Europe. Such that it's so, I want it to connect more and more. How much I want to grow it. It's the shattering. It's a true shattering. So to the extent in which I care for them, in that way, I then return to my 10 to care. And then I see that in my 10, my concern, my attitude to friends, the understanding of how we connect several times greater, I start to see and appreciate these things. It's like you're emerging to some place where everyone fights problems, troubles, sentences, courts, and etc. And then you come back to the family. Oh, wow, the family is truly beautiful and good, even though before you were fighting with them, right? That's it. It's relative to what you saw on the outside. Inside, it's okay, so you start appreciating these things. And that's how we are always in emergences and entrances, in expansions and contractions that we're learning about. This way, we can start to appreciate the connection between us and the 10. And in this impression that we will do and feel, in that impression, we will be able to truly feel more of a connection between us, to appreciate it, to all of a sudden feel how close we are to one another, how there is between us, relative to them, a good, nice connection, closeness, warmth, friendship. And then in the gap between this and that, you say, no, nevertheless, I need to also come there to those feelings, to that those states. Let's go out there. You go out a little, you to there, you improve something. You come out to here, and then you come back to here, and you see how many times more you are than before. And that's how you are constantly growing your perception. That's actually a discernment that is really, it really stands out. The more you try to emerge towards the broader kli, towards the friends in Europe, you actually see that your attitude to your ten, your personal ten, is becoming stronger for you and more heartfelt. Yes, and towards the European kli, I don't see that all that I wanted to bring there, to bring there some kind of results. So how do you bring there what you see in the ten? The creator, for the time being, doesn't want us to see results. They have eyes, yet they see not. They were just given to see that there are no results. This is what is given to be seen. What to do onwards? Try for there to be results. Try. We need to press them, to warm them up, to push them, to awaken them, to connect them to us, to invent meetings for them, virtual ones, all everything that's possible. Again, I'm saying this. I feel in this work that I'm working on my kli. Not that I'm helping them. By them, I'm helping myself. Well, let's hope that by this we will observe that which Rabash writes for us, and his memory will be blessed in us and living. L'chaim l'boch. By dissemination? Yes? I wanted to ask, this movement that we're making with the 110 in Europe, it gives a sensation all of a sudden of a kli in the size that we never felt such a thing. It's like you're standing in the sea and a little stone and the water go and you see that it's a huge. And in the end, this big kli also needs a big shofar. And I'm trying, as far as the feeling, to understand this internal thing that we're experiencing, what needs to be experienced, what needs to be felt about this on the outside, from that feeling of the other, of the world. On the outside, nothing yet, because we haven't yet come to being a kli. How can you see these things on the outside? I'm asking about the intention and dissemination, not necessarily seeing or results. The intention and dissemination, I don't think that that needs to be so much here relative to the external kli. To the extent in which we connect between us here and with our European kli and the world kli, it's enough that we will work between us in all kinds of conditions that the Creator places for us. Confusing us, uniting between us, causes us all kinds of disturbances. To that extent, that is our work, where we will bestow to lower degrees, meaning to the circles of all the nations of the world. And they'll all of a sudden discover us and come close and want us to connect. And in the future, will there be a world kli common dissemination? I'm saying that from our work, from the world Nebaruch, our forces in our connection between us, in circles, in the world, will influence all of humanity. And humanity will begin to discover interest in us. That's how it is also written by Baal HaSulam at the end of the introduction to the Book of Zohar. Okay, we will talk about this. In a few more hours, you're invited to scrutinize it. And